Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-49, Larry Willie.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in the Naylor 1 Agricultural Residential District in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, by dividing 4.132 acres into four lots located north of Road 434A, 1,448.9 feet west of Road 436. This application was not reviewed by the TAC committee since it's a strip lot subdivision. I passed down a copy of the tax map showing all the other lots that have been approved. The applicant has met the requirement of the buy rate lots that he can obtain. We did receive a letter of no objection from DelDOT on July 11th of 2006, and Mr. Willie submitted a petition with 8 signatures in support for this application, and that'll be made a part of the record. So I have any questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Willie.
Thank you, Chairman.
You got to introduce yourself, though.
Larry Willie from Bethel. What I'm asking for is four lots, about 1 acre in size, for a new residential construction, either stick build or modular. With minor restrictions of no commercial activity, just for residential purposes, and new construction. That's about all I am restricting to. The neighbor there has already expressed an interest in buying a couple of them, so I think it's going to stay in a community-type environment. And that's about all I could say about it. I mean, there are four right in a row, right next to the other four.
Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you.
Okay.
And we'll start with Mr. Gordy.
Yeah, Mr. Well, what type of septic are you anticipating having out there?
Well, there's been one approval done complete, and it was a mound. The other is just preliminary done, the other three, and it looked like it'd be mound or alternative technology.
So that's what mostly is out there now, mounds?
Well, it's been some mounds, but mostly LPPs.
Okay. Now it says lot 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it goes from 12, 13, 14, 15, which you're asking for. Where's the others?
They're down the other end of the farm.
Okay.
It got out of order there, and it
broke. Okay. All right. So the housing you are talking about is compatible to what's in the area now as far as housing? I mean,
yes.
Yeah, there's probably modulars and stick builds out there now.
Mostly right? Large double wides, no stick builds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And these lots 12, 13, 14, 15, the shared entrance, DelDOT shared entrance?
Yeah, two entrances approved by DelDOT.
Yeah.
I mean, preliminary approval.
Sure, yeah. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheatley.
All right, sir, Mr. Smith.
No questions.
Mr. Johnson.
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
None for me.
Mr. Couts.
Just one. The residual lands, the remaining lands, is there ever going to be a plan for the remaining lands on how the internal? I mean, obviously, we know how the frontage is going to be developed. Do you have any plans for the internal and how
not
to access and layout?
Well, not at this time. I mean, I have it leased to a farmer that's tilling most of it.
Well, that wouldn't affect that. I mean, just having a concept plan showing.
Well, I've left land on the other road there, Curly Drive or Curly Road, number 436.
Mm-hmm.
I left 200 and some feet there to what looks to me like best location for that.
Well, for example, the conversation we just had on the other subdivision.
Right.
Don't know how the stormwater is going to work, and maybe that won't be the best entrance.
Well, it's the highest point. That's why I was suggesting that. And, you know, I had an initial concept done by Leif Erickson, Atlantic Resource, and it was partly with his guidance.
The only reason I ask is because the note here is if the residual lands are ever developed, then the lots that are fronting on the road should have direct access from the internal subdivision. And without some kind of a concept plan, I ain't going to know that's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I guess the planner of the 60 acres would be that, and it probably won't be me.
That's all.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions on this one.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-49, Larry Willey? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-49? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next